Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, the Church is remembering of the Sunday where we leave the eating of meat. From now on until the resurrection of the Lord, we will not consume any meat products. My beloved, today in the Gospel we heard about how the Lord explained how is going to be the last judgment. He's going to come with all his glory, with the angels, and will sit on the throne and will divide the people into two parts, like sheep, like a shepherd divides the sheep. He divides the sheep from the goats, and the sheep is going to be put on the right side, and the goats are going to be put on the left side. And he's going to say to the people, or the sheep, the Lord calls us lovingly, the sheep, the talking sheep, his children that love him. He is going to tell us, and or those who love him, he is going to tell us that when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you have clothed me. When I didn't have a shelter, you took me into your house. When I was sick in the hospital, you visited me. Or when I was in jail, you visited me. And so come and be with me in the kingdom, in my kingdom, where there will be no more sorrow, nor pain, nor any sicknesses, nor sighing, but there will be joy at all times. And my beloved, and he turns to the left side, and he said to the goats, or those who have rebelled against the Lord, those who did not want to accept him as their Savior and didn't utilize the grace that he was offering to everyone to conquer all the passions and all the sins, he said to them, "Be gone, all of you. Go to the place where there was prepared for the Satan and all the followers of him into the fire eternal, where there will be the gnashing of the teeth, and where there will be all kinds of hatred and terrible things." Because when I was hungered, you didn't care. You didn't help me. You didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me any drink. And when I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was without shelter, you didn't give me a lodging. And when I was in the hospital or in jail, you didn't visit me. So be gone. And then, of course, my beloved, this is this situation with us. Which side do we want to be on? Do we want to be on the right side of the Lord with the sheep, or do we want to be on the left side with the goats? Well, the choice is mine and yours. The Lord is not going to force us to go one way or another. He wants our will to be fulfilled. And if you want to be with him, then let us start to fulfill those things that he wants us to do to be with him. And if we don't want to be with him, well, then we will have the place together with the demons, because they hate God. And I, of course, as a priest, I just totally brokenhearted when I see so many people don't want to believe in a life after death. That those people that are living in this life thinking that this is all they have to care about and worry about, and when some tragedy hits them, they figure that, well, no use of even living here. Let's just get rid of our life and take the life into their own hands. And of course, this is totally no-no, because God, it sustains our life. And if you go against God like this and you shut your own life, then of course the Lord is going to not be able to accept you, and you are going to be damned together with the demons. My beloved, let's understand that, what depression is in this world, what it means to be depressed. When we become depressed, it means we have no hope. That means that we don't believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because at that time, obviously, it shows that we have no faith. And this is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us. The Lord loves us. He died for us. He had died for us. He had taken my sins and your sins and all the sins of all the world upon himself, because he couldn't stand anymore seeing how we are being fooled by the filthy demons that are always trying to take us away from our Lord, just to be temporary, so-called having enjoyments of the temporary life. And this is all falsity, and it's all falsity that the evil one brings us into, that we will not believe that there is a life after, that there is the heaven, and that there is the hell. My beloved, let's try to understand that. Let's try to understand that and cling to our Lord. For he had come from the heaven. He came down and he was born of a Virgin Mary. And he was born to show us a way to the kingdom of heaven. And he preached us, told us about the kingdom of heaven, and he showed us how to we can enter into it. And then he sent the Holy Spirit upon his disciples and upon all of us, so that we can grab or take the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we can conquer all the passions and all the sins that we have in ourselves. My beloved, don't you understand that without God's help, we cannot be saved? And we need the God's grace. But to get God's grace, you and me have to humble ourselves. For the Lord resists the proud. He will not give his grace to the proud. He is going to give the grace only to those who humble themselves. Look at yourself. Look at your heart. Look in your heart. And don't look at other people's sins. Don't look at other people and say, they're terrible. They're terrible. They're all went away from God and from church. Look at yourself and say, are you following Christ's law? Do you have the love from all your heart and soul and mind and might to the Lord? Do you love your neighbor as thyself? Or the truth is that you haven't even learned to love yourself, because you love your body, which is temporary shelter, not your soul, because you're not caring about protecting your soul from sins. And you really don't love your Lord and my Lord, our Lord, with all our heart and mind and thought. Do we remember our Lord all the time? To my great sorrow as a priest, I have to say, no, we don't remember the Lord as we should remember him. My beloved, let's try to correct that. We have now a chance. We have now another chance the Lord gives us in the Great Lent. And in another week, we are going to start the Great Lent. And the Great Lent is there to teach us the humility, to teach us to come down from our prideful self and to humble ourselves and to obey God and to fulfill the fasting laws. And the fasting laws, of course, it doesn't mean just a change of a diet, but it means to fast with our eyes, with our tongue, with our passions, with all the things that are worldly, and to put our focus on the heavenly things so that we can be able to see, start to see the Lord. For the pure and clean heart is going to see God, and we have to pure ourselves and purify ourselves and purify our hearts so that we'll be able to see the Lord, and so that we'll be able to truly be happy in the resurrection of our Lord, which will come after the great fast. My beloved, don't forget to love each other. Don't forget to pray for each other. For this is the greatest thing. The Lord is asking people to feed him and to give him water and to shelter him and so on. These are, in a sense, material things. But if you can't do the material things, just remember the one thing which is even more needful. It is a prayer for each other. So with all your might, oh, our might, let us pray for those who are in need. If we can't help them physically or materially, we can always say prayers for them, and it has to come from the heart. Let's pray for each other so that the Lord will have mercy upon us and bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.